The U.S. has pulled out of the anti-Israel UN Human Rights Council, and thank God for this. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations and superhero Nikki Haley announced last Tuesday that the U.S. will leave the UN Human Rights Council. So with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again and Nikki Haley, they've announced that the United States is withdrawing. Because they call it an organization that is not worthy of its name. And this is absolutely correct. The announcement came in a televised address. This was last Tuesday from this recording. So by the time that you're seeing this, it might have been a little bit, it might be a little bit further back in time. But, you know, for those who aren't familiar, Nikki Haley is President Donald Trump's envoy to the United Nations. She says a year ago that she made clear the U.S. would stay in the council only if, quote, essential reforms were achieved, end quote. She says it's clear those calls for change were not heeded. So Haley deplores the fact that the council's membership includes accused human rights abusers such as China, Cuba, Venezuela, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. She says that the council has a chronic bias against Israel. And that is, again, absolutely true. You just got to go back and look at the decisions that they've made. How many decisions have they made that benefited Israel as compared against those that were against Israel? So Nikki Haley's quoted as saying, quote, "We take the step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights." End quote. So Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who, you know, appeared alongside Haley at the State Department, said that there was no doubt that the council once had a noble vision. But he is quoted as saying, quote, "But today we need to be honest. The Human Rights Council is a poor defender of human rights," end quote. However, Haley says that if the council does reform, the United States would be happy to rejoin. She said that the withdrawal notwithstanding, the U.S. would continue to defend human rights at the United Nations. So the 47-member body, which meets three times a year, opened the second of its three-week annual sessions on Monday. And the council's latest proposal calls for an investigation of Israel's alleged use of excessive force during demonstrations along the border with the Gaza Strip. Are you kidding me? More than 100 Gazans died during several weeks of protests this spring after Hamas and other radical groups orchestrated attempts to charge the border with Israel, despite repeated warnings by Israeli security officials. Now, since March 30th, when Hamas began its great march of return, demonstrators have set fire to more than 6,000 acres of wheat fields, orchards, and national parks using these incendiary kites, which is terrible. So Israeli soldiers have thwarted most attempts to cut the fence and infiltrate Israel, though not all. The IDF has also destroyed several coast border tunnels, even an underwater tunnel that wound through Egypt to Israel's coast. Now, the United States and Australia were the only two council members voting against the proposal. And more than a year ago, U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of that eventuality at the Israeli-American Council annual conference in Washington, D.C. She also traveled to Geneva last year to address the Human Rights Council. She called the 47-member body a, quote, "forum for politics, hypocrisy, and evasion," end quote, which denounces Israel at every opportunity while ignoring human rights abuses in other countries. Now, while in Switzerland, Haley also addressed the Graduate Institute of Geneva, noting that since its inception in 2006, UNHRC had passed 70 resolutions against Israel compared with 7 against Iran. So she's also quoted as saying, quote, "This relentless pathological campaign against a country that actually has a strong human rights record makes a mockery, not of Israel, but of the council itself." She's also quoted as saying, quote, "to keep," she's admonished the UNRC, quote, "to keep the worst human rights abusers from obtaining seats on the council," end quote. So according to the Associated Press, the United States has opted to stay out of the Human Rights Council before the George W. Bush administration opted against seeking membership when the council was created in 2006. And the U.S. joined the body only in 2009 under President Barack Obama. So thank God we're getting out of there. It's a travesty. The whole UN, I think, is just a joke. It's a travesty. It's unfortunately not a very funny joke. It's a tragic and sad joke that only makes people cry and weep. But it's a joke nonetheless. I think we should just get rid of the whole thing altogether and just be countries in the world. But anyway, what do you think? What do you think of Nikki Haley? I've gotten flack before. Usually it seems it's like from anti-Semites that kind of go after me about my appreciation for Nikki Haley and the work that she's doing. But you know, I'm still interested to know your opinion. Leave a comment in the comment section below, whether you're viewing on YouTube, DTube, or Facebook. I'd love to know what you think. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at jpdisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.